You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's another blessed Monday. Psalm 18, verse 1. I love thee, O Lord, my strength. That the scripture for the month and from which we have our theme, O Lord, my strength. This month we are learning and praying from various angles about the strength of the Lord in our lives. Today, Blood Blessed Monday, our prayer is centered on strength for daily walk and work. Strength for daily walk and work. Psalm 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Previously, we have learned at Glow Music that we run with the vision, but we walk with God. A daily walk with God. No rushing, no slacking. You don't rush, neither do you slack. You just have to be on time, taking a step at a time with our Master Jesus as he leads us by the power of the Holy Spirit. A daily walk with God. A daily walk. If you want to impact, you want God through your life to be a blessing to others, it doesn't happen in a day. It starts from somewhere and it takes time according to God's time, but a daily walk with him, that is how lasting impact can come about. Lasting impact. We see Samson and the moment that he abandoned the Lord, that he abandoned the instructions that were given by the Lord God Almighty concerning his assignment. When he broke it, then that was the end. He started facing problems. And it must never be said concerning any of us as believers. That is why you need to break down the walk with God on a daily basis. It means every day you need to engage with the Lord. That is why Bethel Encounter, we pray Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, as much as possible on a daily basis, submitting ourselves to the authority of Christ Jesus, showing that, yes, we are weak, but he is strong. And so as we submit ourselves on a daily basis at Bethel Encounter, that the Lord, by his mercies, will do amazing things in our lives. God's strength is for ordinary days. Decisions, duties, conversations, and challenges. You find these in everyday living. Decisions. Should you wear blue or brown to the office? Should you wear long earrings or short earrings? Decisions are always ongoing. Today, should you use this route or use another route when driving? Should you stay in traffic or you should pass shortcuts? Decisions are always ongoing. Normally, when you talk about decisions, people's mind go to major ones like, oh, should I take this person as my spouse? Should I accept this proposal? Or should I travel with my entire family and relocate? Whether major or seemingly minor, they are all decisions. And sometimes, even the ones we may think are minor, eventually become major decisions. Let me give you an example. Joseph's brothers, they hated him. The day they sold him to the Egyptians, that was in the day they hated him already. There was a decision taken to kill him, as a matter of fact. A final verdict taken. And then for some reason, another decision came to be that someone took a decision, let's rather sell him off the Egyptians, expecting that he will go and die or he will forever be gone. Decisions, whether major or minor, decisions are decisions. Duties also go on. There's something that everybody has to do every time. And there are conversations which go on every day. There are challenges faced every day. Everybody is solving a problem. The teacher is solving a problem. The student is solving a problem by planning their lives through preparation. Planning and all, they are all part of solving a problem. You are solving a future problem by learning today. So everybody is solving a problem or facing a challenge that they need to overcome. All these things go on in every single day. And scripture says in Psalm 37 verse 23 that the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. It means that your conversations must be ordered by the Lord. Amen. It means that your decisions must be ordered by the Lord. Amen. It means that your duties must be ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. And also it means, you see, you say, and he delighted in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Your goings must be lightsome to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. It means that every day, from the time you wake up to the time you sleep, every step you must engage with the Holy Spirit about it. When you do that, the Lord will keep showing you things or how to order you aright. When everything you do, because sometimes one thing I keep saying, we'll dwell on it and go around it and around it. And then when we are tired, then the Holy Spirit will whisper to us, are you done? Are you done? But if every keystroke that day we were doing it with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, today, before I touch my laptop, before I touch my computer, Holy Spirit, before today I step out on that business errand, I am not going alone. I'm going with you. We'll realize that every single day, despite all the challenges, will be an enjoyable day because it is you moving with the Lord every single time. When you are conscious of the Lord's presence in all that you do, when you are going to work, you'll be singing. When you face a challenge, you'll be sharing it with the Holy Spirit and discussing with him and just having a wonderful time. Every time it's going to be wonderful for you and you never feel lonely because you are engaging the Lord in everything that you do. Surprisingly, a lot of the times, it's not wrong where we are, but who we are with. There are many times we complain about, sometimes you are complaining about the church you are in. You are complaining about the marriage you are in. You are complaining about the school you are attending. You are complaining about the office you are working in. You are complaining every time. Why? Because you are trying to do it yourself alone. But when you are going to work and say, Holy Spirit, I'm going to work together with you. We are going together. You realize that you are filled with so much joy because there's someone who is filling your heart with joy. You are constantly chatting with the Holy Spirit. Today is a day of total turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. Depression can never be your portion again in the name of Jesus. But you'll be filled with joy. You'll be filled with joy as you walk with the Lord and you work with the Lord on a daily basis in Jesus' mighty name. You never lack wisdom. You never lack ideas. You never go around the same problem or software or issue or business decision. You never go around the same thing over and over and over again without solution. Why? Because from today onwards, every morning, you step out with the Holy Spirit as your companion, working and walking with Him in Jesus' name. Our first prayer, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me trust and stop leaning on my own understanding. In Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. In Jesus' name.
Help me trust you fully. Stop leaning on my own understanding. Stop leaning on my own strength. Stop leaning on my own knowledge of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
We are praying our second prayer from Psalm 18, verse 6. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto Him, my God. He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears. We are praying, Father in heaven, hear my cry in every distress and respond with your strength. Help in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice.
Jesus.
Hear our cry, Lord, every cry of distress, Lord, touch, Lord, even in your ears, Lord, but hear our cry, hear everyone's cry in the name of Jesus, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our last prayer from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We are praying, Father in heaven, strengthen me to do all things you have called me to do in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer. And the Lord will empower you to do all that He has planned for you to do in the name of Jesus.
The strength, Lord, to do all.
In Jesus' name, I want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus and have access to eternal life. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to surrender my life to you. I thank you, Lord, that you kept me alive and preserved this opportunity for me. I admit that I'm a sinner, unable to save myself. I ask for forgiveness, O Lord, and I repent of all my sins. I turn to you, O Lord, that please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. We come to the close of this meeting. Paul 20 is in Psalm 37, verse 4. But when we delight ourselves in Him, He will grant us the desires of our heart. Therefore, as we sing this last one, we pray. Hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to His will in time. Sing this song with a devil heart. Praise unto our God.
Oh, yeah, titi, 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 nami. Oh, yeah, titi, 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 nyakubo. Yebe, iwa. Every step we get to see, lift your voice and sing with me. Oh, yeah, titi, 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 yummy. Oh, yeah, titi, 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 yummy. Give me your hand, now every step, oh yes, it is now, yeah.
For a few seconds, begin to thank the Lord in faith. Let these requests are attend to testimonies according to His will. Praise Him and praise Him and praise Him. Lift your voice. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. If you give your life to Christ earlier in the service, please contact us via email info@goldmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.